Maybe I bring the last part in the Tibetan comes at the end, so that bring the beginning, so that so that those who are not familiar, then you know what is it that look for star, what is it that look defective view, and what is it to look for, say, there are butter lamb and there. Like butter lamb. Then like illusion, like what to do, like rain, like clouds, like lightning, like clouds. So the sooner familiar, then you see. So because to read and stop, to meditate, I think better to bring there. Otherwise, the base on which you meditate all this, it comes at the end, then it's a, haven't got a clear idea. Base comes afterwards, so what is the phenomenon that you have to look for all this, like this. So then if you bring that first, then people have an idea. So look at the causative phenomena, which means the main object on which you rise, ignorance, anger, attachment, fear, personal mind, okay? So the life, you're also alive, also. Aggregates, okay? And then possess all the material possession, or family members, or also family, surrounding people, friends, and the friends, enemies, strangers, so then all the rest of the, then worry about all the rest of the phenomena. This and the five sense objects and so forth. I saw. Look at them. Like star. Remember what I said, the essence. First, remember your wrong view. Now, remember, look at everything empty as how the omniscient mind see yourself, omniscient mind see yourself, your action, your object, the whole phenomena. Not only causal phenomena, but permanent and impermanent, both all the phenomena. How does the mind see? Totally empty. Totally opposite. Then you see how things appear to you, and how you believe the phenomena. You're not truly existent, okay? Which is not there. So omniscient mind, all this totally empty. So mention that omniscient mind, also. Arhatas, Arya Bodhisattvas, Arhatas, even relating to that, they see it, all this is totally empty. So meditate what they see, yourself and your action, all the phenomena. Okay? The defective view. Everything appearing truly existent, a real one, not merely labeled by the mind, so rabrib, hallucination, and on top of that you hold it as true. Not only having hallucination, but you hold it as true, you see. Like butter lamb, depending on their cost condition. So that's why they don't last, decay. Day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, even within a second. Including yourself, external object also. all the cultural phenomena. Like illusion. What happens to you in the dream? To the dream mind, you know, whatever appears to you. They appear real, but it's not true. Nothing exists. You have mirage, vision of water, but there's no water there. It doesn't exist. Like that. So like illusion, so they appear, mission person illusion to you. You have illusion. So many things, but doesn't exist, do not exist, not there, do not exist. So that I appear truly existent, action I appear truly existent, everything appears truly existent, not a mere level of mind, something real, but it's not there, but do not exist. That part do not exist. So all this is like illusion. This cultural phenomena is like water dew. They can be seized anytime. That water dew can be dropped anytime. So that this cultural phenomena can be seized and they can be stopped anytime. Can be perished in the time. So you can get an idea from this in daily life how to practice mindfulness. So you keep your mind in this, that anything can be stopped in the time with this awareness. No matter how busy your life is, but at the same time you keep your mind aware in this. So anything, so here it says what to do, see, can be dropped in the time from the plant, see. So here, all these cultural phenomena can be stopped in the time. Being under the cause conditions, you see, by that force. So when your mind is continuously in this awareness, so impermanence, you see. So it helps to not last. It constantly keeps your mind in peace, happiness, but it doesn't, you know, satisfaction, because it doesn't rise attachment. The three parts of the mind, anger, ignorance, you see. So looking at it in their nature, impermanence. So your heart is always in peace, in satisfaction. While you're talking, while you're driving, while you're cooking, so there's a continual awareness in this. Yeah, the impermanence, looking at everything, cultural phenomena is impermanent too. Like, so here, they like a drop. Let's see one example. Can be dropped in the time. Okay. You know, like, look at these cultural phenomena. Yeah, your life. Holding sin. Then the object of senses so that form sound smell test. Form sound smell test. All these like water bubble, you know. Friend, enemy, stranger, all the you know, families around, you see, some people, you know. The whole thing. No matter how much a world one has and everything. Like water bubble. Looking nice, but it can be popped any time. You can't believe that it will exist forever. So exactly the same. I action object all the these your whole life and form sound smell test is probably all there. Okay. Like water bubble. It can be popped any time, but the wind so fragile. So I'm fragile, you see, that nature imperishable, see. So that all the rest like this, all your whole life like that. It's a great mindfulness. It's an unbelievable thing in the life. You are able to keep your mind in happiness in this way. Peace all the time. There's no attachment. You know, there's no say. Disturbing you. Making life so dissatisfied. You know? Crazy. With so many powers of hallucination, wrong concepts, and then you see, you're crazy. Making life crazy so with all these piles of hallucination and belief, all these wrong concepts, crazy. Crazy with the self-cherishing thought. You know, there's no one single reason I'm more important than others. There's no one single reason I'm more important than numberless sentient beings. That's totally false. Of course, others are numberless. So how can you say I'm more important than others? Their happiness is more important than your happiness. You are just one person. So totally wrong. Not only that, even one insect or one human being, who is more important? You are more important, or the other person more important? You see, of course, other persons, in reality, other person more important. The other person's happiness is more important than your happiness. There's no one single logical reason to prove that I am more important than this person, I am more important than this insect. There's no one single reason, logical reason. Feeling that I am more important, than this person or than this insect, I am more important, you see, that's just a dictator. That's a dictatorship, you know, that's a dictator. Dictating without a reason. Just only egoistic reason, but there's no valid, there's no logical reason. Just egoistic, you know, just that I'm more important than the other person, the other insect, you know. My happiness is more important than that person's happiness, this insect's happiness. You see, there's no logical reason for that. Cherishing I, seeking happiness of oneself, cherishing I, and from that, all the suffering comes. All the negative karma, all the suffering, all the failure, all the misfortune, all the obstacle, obstacles even to achieve that. Obstacles even to achieve the happiness in this life. Besides happiness in future lives. Liberation from samsara, to achieve ultimate happiness. Obstacles to achieve ultimate happiness. There are obstacles to achieve enlightenment. Besides all that, even the obstacle to achieve happiness in this life. Cost from that. As mentioned, by great Buddha Savasana Deva, dākde shīngi tūngāza yāngdā jebā mācī na lōsāng nī tūmī yurā kōwā nā yāng tēwā mē jītē pārō pāshō wē tīdī tūyāng tūmī yurā. So that's very clear. Dākshīn jebā mācī na, if you don't exchange ones for others, lōsāng nī tūmī yurā, you cannot achieve enlightenment if you don't do that. See, now here you can understand very clearly. This is very, very good practice. Incredible, very clear practice. What we should do in the, what we should do in a daily life, practice. Just this is unbelievable, most unbelievable. You know, you stop all the sufferings, all the problems, and you achieve all the happiness after enlightenment. By doing this practice, you know. You stop the cause, from where all the suffering, all the problem, all the undesirable things, means everything rises, you see. Other person abusing you, other person disrespect you, other person whatever all that, you see. What people, what normal people in the world, talk, in the West, is. Complain, you know, other people, others doing me this, others doing me that, others are doing, harming me this, you know, always complain of this, you know, others harming to me this, you know, constantly. So if we do this practice, you're stopping the source from where all this problem comes. Receiving harm from others. See, that doesn't happen. So you stop that. You're stopping that, receiving harm from others. If you practice this, then you don't receive harm. You don't receive from harm from others. At all. So there's no source. Root, you see. You don't receive harm from others. If we practice this, if we change our mind, like what Shinde Deva said, we see here. Exchange was for others. Let go, I cherish others. And seek happiness for others. See? So you see. Then from there you see, store everything. So all the undesirable things they don't like stops. All this stops. It's the best way, is the deepest way to it's the best way to stop. You see, happening, you see, affecting, remember that experience, okay? Receiving harm from others, okay? So all that, stop. Source of receiving harm from others, okay? Stop. The cherish I, okay? All those people talk in the world, you know, daily life is everywhere, constantly, right? All the time you hear from TV or newspaper, individuals and groups and countries and all the problems, even the economical problems, everything is. So it came from cherishing I, okay? But exchange was for others, by letting go, I cherish others, okay? All those things, you stop, you see? So all those things doesn't happen, you don't see harm for others. So then what happens, you receive all, from cherishing others, you get all the success, happiness, all the success of the enlightenment. How's that? Happiness. The happiness of this life, comes from so much success, happiness, at the same time, inner, every day, every moment, the inner peace and happiness. You know, great holiday in your mind. It's a vacation. Vacation from self-cherishing thought. Holiday from self-cherishing thought. So all these emotional thoughts, you see. You have a holiday, you have a great holiday. You have the real holiday, the real vacation, you see, in your heart, to your inner life, you see. Real vacation. And the best vacation, best holiday from self-cherishing thought. I'm going for holiday. holiday from what? Oh, I'm going holiday from self-cherishing thought. Ah, that's so good. You know, when you go for retreat, I'm going for retreat, you see. I'm going for retreat. I'm going for course. I'm going for course. I'm going for retreat. Ah, that time. You know, actually, you're going for best holiday. The best holiday that doesn't happen. Holiday from self-cherishing thought, okay? Holiday, you're going best vacation. The best from self-cherishing thought, okay? Thought is, if one can think this, going for rich means this, going for course means this, you know, Dharma course, okay? That's so good. Wow. Did you really understand what it means, course, you say, taking course, doing retreat, wow. If you had to define that, the definition, just even this, without, you know, retreating from ignorance, you see, I mean, vacation, holiday from ignorance, concept, true existence, there are many other things, just like this. Then Tangdra, you know, retreating away from the vacation, holiday from the impure, ordinary thought and concept, say, ordinary appearance and concept. So you are retreating, say, you are best vacation, holiday, city, from the ordinary appearance and ordinary thought. Tamaki nawa the shamba, ordinary appearance and ordinary thought. Okay? So for example, tantra retreat, say that. This is best. Your vacation holiday, all of that, you see. So from the ordinary appearance and ordinary thought, then you see delusion rises. They cause samsara again. So when you have pure appearance and pure, you see, when you have pure appearance, you know, pure thought, you see, yourself, mandala, yourself, deity, and mandala, and the place mandala, then you are. Pure enjoyment, pure action, all that, you know, all that things, pure, you know. So then, of course, not on that, of course, even that is not truly extant mandala, not truly extant data, not truly extant, you know, pure action, not true. That is not truly extant, but even that, you see, you know, that was just empty. Empty, you see, in the high sanctuary, of course, not that. This, you see. You know, unification, you know, great. The bliss, you see. So that's the most amazing, you see, you know, so best holiday, okay, vacation. From ordinary appearance, for tantra retreat, you see. So here you see the real holiday vacation. All the rest in the world, what people say, going for holiday vacation, is just from the hard work. It's just from the, you know, job that you do every day for a few days a week, and then you get so exhausted and, you know, tired and, you know, getting bored and, you see. You leave that non-virtue, then do another non-virtue, you know, another non-virtue holiday, another non-virtue vacation, you see, you know, that you're not, you see, you stop that non-virtue, but then you go to virtue. You go to virtuous holiday, virtuous vacation, and not that. You leave that non-virtue, then engage not the non-virtuous. So here you can understand going for course. I'm going to course Kapan or going to course here. Anyway, it's a Dharma course. Especially Lamrim course. Amazing Lamrim course. Then Lamrim, you see, when you do Lamrim, you know, even though you see, you haven't achieved any realization of the lower capable, middle, high capable, but from very beginning, your aim is to have realization bodhicitta in this life. You see, an unbelievable project, unbelievable objective you have, you know, that has greatest benefit to the sentient beings, that has the greatest benefit to the numberless hell beings, hungerless animals, human beings, sura, asura, all the greatest benefit, you see. So that you are, not only that you're achieving that, but you are able to enlighten numberless hell beings, hungerless animals, human beings, sura, asura, animals, stress beings, okay? You are able to enlighten. So that's bodhicitta, you know, greatest, you see. So as I mentioned the other day, also explained, you see, how to practice mindfulness, you know, so that here, even though you don't have any realization, you have to train your mind in all the worlds, but from very beginning you start with bodhicitta. Your goal to achieve bodhicitta, from very beginning you start with bodhicitta, you see, motivation. And then you see, in the round of the meditation, you do the Buddhist motivation, but even eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, whatever you do, with bodhicitta, you see. Like that. So make everything gold. Make your life gold, you see. Like gold, you see, from iron into gold. From kaka into gold. From kaka. Yeah, poo-poo into gold, okay? So your life become from poo-poo into gold, okay? From non-virtue into virtue, you know, most meaningful, most beneficial. You may imagine the greatest merit, wow, you know, in that life. The happiest life, you know, most healthy, most positive, healthy mind. Can you imagine? Most healing mind. You know? And that heals the body as well, you know, all the sicknesses. Okay? And then ultimately, of course, you achieve Buddha's holy body. You know, say, Mithang Ludi Lana, Gyavegu, Rinchen Rindan Mava, Juvana, Changju Samjitawa, Rabden Sung. So after having taken this ordinary, after having taken this dirty body, it becomes, you see, Buddha's, you know, victorious one's holy body, you see, that which is priceless. Something so precious. Priceless, okay? Rinje Rintang Meva, Juruena, become like that, Juruena. Then, so, Changshu Semshishawa, Raten Songs. So, you hold the bodhicitta very firmly. So, it means from this dirty body, this total dirty body, you know, inside bones, skeletons, you see, skeletons. Okay, then inside the bone there's the white stuff. Huh? Marrow. There's a marrow. Wrapped up with inside the here, you know, all the heart and all the different pieces, you know, liver, all these pieces, you know, fill up. Then outside there's skin. You know, the vein in the flesh, you see, the flesh, yeah, covered, then skin covered upside. Then there's a flesh, you see. Then there's veins covered, all veins covered, you see, wrapped up with veins. Okay? Then here, then you see, content of 36, you know, dirty things about Nagasana's plant. So here, it's like septic tank, you know. Septic tank, you know, inside that stomach, septic tank. Like that, you see. Whatever goes inside, you know. All things, septic tank, that. You carry a septic tank. So that. Then there's a piece of hair here. One part of the body, there's a piece of hair. You see? So it's like that. And if it depends how you see. Anyone will look so. One will look so beautiful, but you know, if you really check, observe, it's like that. You know, with the hallucinated mind, it looks kind of beautiful like that. You see? But if you look at the reality, it's like that. And then you see what the smell comes from. You know, with all this, when the smell comes out, you know, you have to close your nose. So that is it. And people go away. I don't know what the dogs, cats, they do. Do dogs, cats live near you? I'm not sure. But anyway, sorry. But like that. It doesn't come out scented smell from you know, but you know things went inside mouth, then it come out scented smell. You see, so mitsan lutilan javeko rinchen rintan meva juruena changchu sims. So this total change, you know, from the dirty body, but at the moment we are body like that, okay? But at the moment we are body like that. It's just the you know. Not being mindful, not having discovered, not being mindful. So once you go through the skin, once you go a little beyond, you see, it's scary. Just a little, even just very, very thin. You know, skin's very thin. Just a little, go beyond. It's scary. Blood, flesh, right? You know? Scary. So, you know, some tongue or something. You know, blood comes up. You know, a tiny bit blood. Easily, blood comes out. You see. You don't get attached to the blood that comes out. Don't get attached to that. You know, you don't become inseparable from the blood. You know, you don't become inseparable. It's being so attached to the blood, inseparable. That is that. So just a little goes beyond the skin. Scary. Okay. So that's nature. Skin. Now the skin, you see. So, depending on your eye, how your eye is clear. This eye, you know, this C form, you see. So, if your eye is not very clear, then you see, looks beautiful. You know, you don't see the gross part. Or the physical is there. You know, when you magnify glass, there are many mountains, you know, kind of like mountains. Whole body like mountain, you know. So, like a hill, you know, completely full, you see, all the pulses, you know, completely full, yeah, all like this, like that. So you see, if you look at the magnifying glass, so really, you know, when you look at down, you see, details, you don't get attached to. You see, like that, very gross, you see. But when you don't see, it looks so fine, you know, nice, you see. Mm. So it's like that. Sorry, my talk gets once I started, it just goes on. Mm. I have that bad habit. Mm. Besides, many other bad habits, okay? Then you see. So you see, I said, so you see now here, you see skin, okay? So everything's through the skin, the object attachment through the skin. If the skin's not there, if the skin's peeled off, put there, you know. Devja Kundalambaram Puchi says this, you know, skin peel off, put there, then, you know, then the water coordination says, no object attachment, you see. No object attachment to the skin, and no object attachment to the container, or the water contained inside, nothing. Not the skin, you see. Not the skin. Mm. Not the skin, you see. Mm. The skin is, you know, the view of your karma. How you see the skin is the view of your karma. Skin, or the, you know, when you say body, you see, outside. Mm. How you see. Is ugly, beautiful, whatever. Is it view of your karma? Mm. Mm. Came from your mind. Came from your mind. View of your karma. What you see is a view of your karma. You are seeing the view of your karma. Karmic appearance. Appearance of your mind. You are seeing the appearance of your mind. What are you seeing there is the appearance of your mind. So that is extremely important. That's extremely important, that awareness. In order to rise attachment, in order to control the attachment, you know, the grasp of mind. It's a view of your karma, it's your view of your mind. Mm. Mm. Of your past karma, view of your past karma, you see. So it's very good, so it is very good to meditate, you know. So you remember somebody, you remember the body that you have attachment to, you see. Somebody's body they have attachment to, right? Meditate on that. You know, whether the body is there in front of you, or you are in your room, it doesn't matter, but just mention on that. You know. So what you're seeing, you see the body, you see, how beautiful that is, the view of your karma, of the past karma. So you are attached to your own karmic appearance. You are attached to the view of your own mind. You see, you are attached to the view of your own mind. But the wrong belief is, you know, truly existing without depending on your mind. Truly existing without depending on your mind. Without depending on your mind, which project this view. And you see. Which project this view, you see. Without depending on that mind, which project this view. I forget it now. What did I say before that? So first, you see. Remember the simile, so I talked about the flower. Remember how it came from mind? You know, different ways. Oh, it's here now, same. So that's very useful. So karma. View of karma. So view of your mind. It came from your mind. That's reality. So you're attached to your view of your own mind, you see. Which came from you. You know? But then you see the mistake is that. Truly, as they say, never came from your mind, never connected to your mind, but truly existing from outside. Came from outside. Not came from your mind, but came from outside. Existing from outside. I can say, I think it might be the mind of the school. Mind of the school believes that do not accept Chirotontotuba. Do not accept Chirotontotuba, you see. So whatever exists, you say, principle conscious mind, which is the basis of all samsara nirvana, the substance left on that. They manifest one, the knower, not the knowing phenomena, shepherd, the one is object. So manifest at the same time the two. That, like the shepherd, the sense of the knowing phenomena of the eye, you see. The eye, you see, seeing blue, and then the blue itself. So it manifests from that, the substance, the imprint left on the seventh consciousness, on the seventh consciousness. So that's it. So everything like that. So they hear, so therefore they don't accept, they do not accept, you see, something existing, from society, without something outwardly existing. So without depending on the substance imprint left on the seventh consciousness and the experience out, one is knowing phenomena, one is the object, you see. So they don't accept that. So here's like what they say, it's like children to try, you see. So they way of belief, you know, the wrong way, outwardly existing. So you never think karma. You never think this is my karma. You know, how is this my karma? Never think. Never think that. Never relate to that. So that's a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Okay? Maybe I should chant even longer. That's a huge mistake. Huge mistake. So, the way I see you, how you appear to me, how I see you, how I appear to you, how you see me, is your karma. And how I see you is my karma. Understand? The view that the house here, the property here, the trees, all the house here. How we see the view that we have here is our karma. It's a projection of our karma. So, view of our karma, view of our mind, view of our karma, collected from past, everything. So when we walk in the road, when you go by car, by airplane, every minute you see mountains, trees, road, people. Every minute when you go by car, you see a new, you know, mountains, trees, everything, space, you know, sky, clouds, you know, living beings, non-living things. So it's all projection. It's all view of your karma. It's all view of your mind. So it's very, very good. So it's very, very good, you know. When you go back, when you're traveling, to practice that mindfulness. So good. Always keep the mind, all this view of my karma, you know, my past karma experience out as a projection, you know, projecting, that's a projection, yeah, projecting, is it? You know, result of your past karma, all this. So that's incredible, so good mindfulness. So when you go for sightseeing, Sam, whatever you're seeing, you go to a museum, you see all so many things, yeah. Whatever view, all this your view, you see, whatever you're seeing, see, you're seeing your view, you're seeing your coming view, and beautiful, ugly. It's different people see one object, you know. Some see this object beautiful, some see this ugly, some see indifferent. So it's all their view. So that shows is view of their past karma. You see, so especially when you go scenery, you know, so it's a good scenery, traveling, pilgrimage, you know, tourist. when you go sightseeing, when you go pilgrimage, so that this is another one that you, if you keep mindfulness in this, it becomes a retreat. All your traveling is becoming a retreat. You know? If you, so, while you are traveling, it becomes a retreat. While you are making pilgrimage, it's a retreat. You know, if you constantly keep in mind this, it's very wonderful. I mean, it's very, very amazing. I used to mention this in the past in the courses, you know, that to practice mindfulness. This is production of your karma, Pascha. The feeling that has many pictures printed, you see, then put in the machine, then it project on the movie screen. So exactly like this, the past karma coming imprint left there. Or now it's project, you see, constantly. So it's traveling, it's going by car. All this, what you see each time, you know, different, or constantly projecting, the imprint is coming, imprint left on the medical bypass action, you see. Manifest out, see, including friend, enemy, stranger, same, exactly same, came from your mind. So that's, now here, why you get angry? If you think it came from outside, it came from outside. Not came from your mind, it came from outside. Oh, then you get angry. You know? Then you get angry. You get attachment. Friend, enemy, you get angry. You see, the discriminant thought. So this, but if you practice mindfulness, you know, which is completely, total opposite, came from your mind. You see this? First your karma, okay? Past karma. This view, friend, enemy, you see, from your, I say, past karma, okay? Then next one, right now, your mind, what label you put it, right now. You see, come from that. If you label the friend, if you label your mind, label the friend, or, you know, you see friend, with a belief, and you label enemy right now, your mind, right now, label enemy, with a belief, and you see that, enemy, you see, like that. So that's the second explanation. So what you see came from your mind. Then, of course, as I mentioned, give the example of flower. Then you see, then not only you're not aware, just what you see now is just now came from your mind. From the enemy's danger. So then you see, not only you are not aware of that, But hallucination, you have hallucination. You know? Come from your mind. Not come from outside. Come from your mind. You see? The imprint left on the mind by the ignorance concept of religion. So this decorated this big hallucination. This very heavy hallucination, true religion. You see? Now this third came from your mind. But total mistake. Oh, this exists from us. You know, this as reality, as a truth, reality. According to point of view, ignorance. You see? As a truth, this reality. Or, you know, friend enemy existing from its a friend enemy existing from its own side. Came from its own side. So you see, which is a total hallucination, but looking at it pure, looking at it truth, reality. So now here, exactly same. Now this body, you know, skin. Okay, so that exactly same. What do you see? So one thing is your eyes are not clear. So, you know, every pure machine, magnifying glass, then you see all the mistakes and all the ugliness, you know. Many mountains, many, you know, kind of like hills. When you put magnifying glass. You know. So, can you imagine? Anyway, those things, then you see, so not attached to, you know, every single this heals, you see. You know, like, you're not attached to that. When you look at each heel, each pores. So, you don't feel inseparable, you know, you don't feel inseparable when you look at it, when you see its pores, you know. So even the skin, have you seen it? Same from your karma, okay? It's view of your karma. Then next, you see, right now, what do you see? Beautiful, did it? Came from your mind. Your mind made it imputed. With the belief, then this is what you see. Appears in what you see, okay? So just now, came from your mind, okay? The next one, and then this, how say, then total opposite view to this one. Just now, just a second before your mind immediately imitated, you know, beautiful this, blah, 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 beautiful this, then, but, you know, appeared, so you see, then appeared, and you see that, okay, now, but now you see, the way it appears to you, complete opposite to the second before your mind immediately, you see, total opposite that, it exists from the sight, never came from your mind, nothing to do with your mind, not labeled by mind. Not only that, what's that? Not me, the special, not merely labeled by mind. Of course, this is there, not merely labeled by mind, you see. So this hallucination there. Then, not even there. Besides that, not labeled mind at all. Not labeled by mind, by your mind at all. This hallucination, this very gross hallucination there. So what Rangyupa says, Rangyupa's point of view of true existence, or the true existence, hallucination.